This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In an ongoing series, WPR News is reporting on a class of Madison police recruits as they go through the training academy. They're entering the field at a time when more and more people are discussing implicit bias and its role in the high-profile killings of African Americans by officers. As Bridget Bowden reports, the recruits recently took a test to determine their implicit or unconscious biases.
Harvard's implicit bias test works kind of like a video game. It measures the speed at which you associate good or bad words with black or white faces. It takes about 10 minutes, and at the end, it tells you your level of unconscious bias. Madison's police recruits are required to take the test. Ruben Gonzalez didn't think he had a preference for one race over the other, but learned from the test that he does.
I kind of was shocked by the response, and I was like, I don't think this is right. And then I took it again, and I got the exact same thing. And so that was kind of hit hard, you know, because I wouldn't think that I had these implicit biases.
The makers of the test define implicit bias as stereotypes that are outside of our awareness or control. Almost everybody has them, and they're deeply ingrained in our culture. Gonzalez says he felt better when he realized that most of his classmates had some level of implicit bias, too.
Discussing it with some of the people that are in class now, just like acknowledging, like, this doesn't make you a bad person.
Officer Jared Prado is part of a group within MPD that trains officers on implicit bias. He asked the recruits to stand up and think about their test results.
In a minute, I'm going to have you move within the room based on your result. On my end of the room, if your result was a strong preference for one group over another.
On the other end, people whose results said they had no preference, and
in between we'll have moderate and then slight.
The recruits spread all across the room. Ray Gillard grew up in a poor, mostly African-American neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. He's black, and he says he was surprised that some of his classmates did have high levels of implicit bias.
And then you just see how the room became divided when we took the test. It kind of opened your eyes that, well, they are still from a different area, so maybe they have the same biases.
He says he hopes knowing about their bias will help the recruits be fair when they hit the streets as officers.
So everybody's going to have their biases, but it's whether you act on those or not.
Next, Officer Prado shows a historical timeline of law enforcement and African Americans. The recruits learn about plantation police who kept slaves from running away. They're confronted with images from Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama. They see videos from recent killings of unarmed black men by police. Gillard says it was hard to watch.
Because I didn't know that police in America first started as plantation police. So that really took me back to the doubt, like, did I really just join an organization that was originally started to discriminate against people of color? So,
Officer Prado says it's imperative that police learn their history and not gloss over the ugly parts.
Our history is something that we have to own. It's something that we can certainly do better today, but it's hard to do better when we don't contextualize these relationships that are institutional, historical in nature.
For Gillard, confronting this history makes him question his decision to join the force, but it also motivates him to do better.
What made me want to come here? Like, I'm still unsure. Like, why am I here? But I just want to try to make a difference so that people who's come from the same background in a predominantly poor neighborhood don't experience the same things that I had to go through.
Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.